Oklahoma County will shut down a department that helped people experiencing homelessness and poverty. Some state lawmakers support the mandate for Bibles in classrooms. And new management for an Osage historical landmark. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, October 3rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma County Social Services Department is closing at the end of this month. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the Senate bill that spurred its sudden dissolution.
Senate Bill 1931 flew under the radar as it sailed through the legislature this spring. The measure had been pushed by Cleveland County Commissioner Jacob McHughes. In a news release touting its passage in April, he said it would shield counties from shouldering the burden of providing services better suited to nonprofits and charitable organizations. Oklahoma County officials say it forces the closure of its social services department. With the department's closure, the county will lose services it provided for people living in poverty, experiencing homelessness, and the elderly. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Voters in Edmond will decide the fate of a $231 million bond package during next month's general election. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Abigail Sikowski has details on the proposal.
The city of Edmond hopes to fund infrastructure improvements with the three-part bond package. The bonds would pay for road upgrades, park improvements, and a new fire station. Proponents of the package argue the projects it funds are much needed. Opponents have voiced concerns about the tax increase, which would last a decade if all three proposals were approved. If the package gets a thumbs up from voters, property taxes in Edmond would increase by almost 15%. For the median homeowner in Edmond, this means an extra $40 would be added to their monthly bill. In Oklahoma City, I'm Abigail Sikowski.
Edmond officials will also host public education events leading up to the election, including an open house at the Senior Center at Mitch Park on October 8th. To learn more about the bond package, visit kgou.org. State lawmakers in the newly established Oklahoma Freedom Caucus support State Superintendent Ryan Walter's mandate to have copies of the Bible in classrooms statewide. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports caucus leadership say the Bible is a historical document essential to understanding the nation's start.
Shawnee Republican Senator Shane Gent chairs Oklahoma's Freedom Caucus. He says the Bible is meant to be a historical reference in classrooms to underscore what he calls the most influential document in the country's founding.
It is impossible to fully comprehend the mind of the framers of the Constitution and consequently the constitutional republic that they created without understanding what was the underlying foundational document, motivation, and inspiration from which they drew.
Jett describes his thinking as, quote, constitutional conservatism and an essential component to the Freedom Caucus's positioning on policy. He says a second component is maintaining a small government. But that, he says, requires the moral self-regulation of individuals in society, which only Christianity can teach in a way the nation's founders intended. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Caucus members also say the separation of church and state is not mandated by the U.S. Constitution, but by communist ideology. The Osage Nation will now operate the White Hare Memorial in Hominy. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports this comes after the tribe and the Oklahoma Historical Society signed a service contract, cultivating a new partnership.
Lily Morrell Burkhardt's dying wish was to create a shrine to honor her Osage ancestor, Chief White Hare. That shrine is Burkhardt's former home. Today it's known as the White Hare Memorial, which the Oklahoma Historical Society has helped operate under the Burkhardt Trust. But now, Osage Nation is taking over operational management. The tribe will foot the bill for maintenance and receive about $75,000 yearly from the Burkhardt Trust for staffing and operational costs. Osage News reports the nation's attorney general is unsure if the tribe can legally take over the trust, but notes this is a good start. The memorial has been closed to the public since June when its director left. The Osage Nation will decide when it reopens. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.